Greetings and blessings upon you, dear listener. In this, possibly the most important episode, I wish to read to you the passages of Scripture that foretell of the signs of Christ. It comes to us from Revelation chapter 7. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind should blow on the earth, or on the sea, or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God, and he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. Here the scripture counts the number. 12,000 from the various tribes, which, as you know, no longer exist intact. They are now scattered throughout the earth. So we move on to verse 9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes of peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders answered, saying to me, "These who are clothed in the white robes, who are they, and from where have they come?" And I said to him, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God, and they shall serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne shall spread his tabernacle over them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne shall be their shepherd, and shall guide them to springs of the water of life, and God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes." Here, my friends, is clear evidence, the scions of Christ. 144,000 chosen saints to lead others. After the 144,000 are chosen, the rest of the people, the great multitude, will stand before us to be judged. We shall serve God and carry out His orders. It is our duty. It is our calling to take. For those who hear, let him hear. The slaves will not hear my voice. The slaves will not hear my call to come home and to serve God. The signs of Christ have been chosen. We are here to collect them. May peace be with you.